when you look at the history of social cognition, there were basically two different streams. One was the Kahneman-Tversky heuristics and biases approach, which was picked up by Dick Nisbet and Lee Ross and produced this 1980 book, Human Inference, Shortcomings and Biases in Human Judgment, right? Yeah. Which is a heuristics and biases approach to that thing. And while that book was in the making, Fritz Strack was a master student at Stanford with Lee and kind of came back with that manuscript. And the other stream was a person memory stream, which was much more based on memory processes and information accessibility and use than on heuristics. A seminal book in, at about that time is Weyer and Carlston, 1979, on social cognition and attribution. Weyer was a frequent visitor in Mannheim and was a close collaborator of mine. And so between that setup, we had access to the two major developments in social cognition before they came out.
Yeah.
We had read the manuscripts of both books before the books hit the market, which was a very nice position to be in. And our own work was influenced by both of these developments. I mean, there was a lot of accessibility, framing type thing. I mean, the Weyer type stream as well as a heuristics bias stream. And in interesting ways, the Nisbet-Ross group and the Weyer et al. Group never talked with one another. They found one another mutually quite boring.
Oh no.
which is interesting. Eventually, and I'm very happy about that, eventually the Society for Experimental Social Psychology gave its Distinguished Scientist Award to Bob Weyer as well as Lee Ross at the same time. I was on the committee at the time, and Tom Gilovich and I did celebrations on these two guys. And it was interesting to bring that together probably 20 years after these books came out.
Yeah.
But there was really a somewhat parallel universes that didn't much interact with one another throughout the 80s. That changed later on as the students just didn't care. But it's an interesting twist, yeah.